This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Are you content in any situation you face? Paul the Apostle, he knew how to be content, whether he had much or little. The secret was Christ's power in his life. Do you have great needs, or are you discontented because you don't have what you want? Learn to rely on God's promises and God's power to help you be content. If you always want more, ask God to remove that desire and teach you contentment in every situation. He will indeed supply all your needs, but in a way that He knows what is best for you. Paul was content because he could see life from God's point of view. He focused on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should have. He had his priorities straight and was grateful for everything God had given him. Often, the desire for more or better possessions is really a longing to fill empty places in one's life. To what are you drawn when you feel empty inside? How can you find true contentment? The answer lies in your perspective, your priorities, and your source of power. We're in Paul the Apostle's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up in verse 13 today, where Paul wrote, "For I can do everything God asks me to do with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power." So again, Paul says, "I can do all things in Christ." That is, in the context of the will of Christ for your life. You see, whatever Christ has for you to do, God will supply the power. Whatever gift He gives you, He'll give it so that you can exercise the gifts that He gives you. The gifts that He gives us is a manifestation of the Spirit of God in the life of that believer. So as long as you function in Christ, you will have the power. Received within the context of the passage we're reading, Paul here seems to be expressing the fact that whatever God has called you to do, no matter how seemingly impossible it may appear in the flesh, or maybe to your family, God will step up and He will empower you to do it. How quick we're to think that we cannot do that which we know we're being called to do. But you see, that only expresses a lack of faith and a failure to understand that God is without limit. Now, in that same idea, this verse does not give license or empowerment to do something that you simply want to do, or have some sort of self-anointed going on here so that you can do something that you see as grand or flashy. Many rightfully read this in its original as saying, "I can do all things in Christ," meaning that only when we are in that special place of obedient living to our individual gifts and calling will God have our back to see us through whatever we're doing. You see, this verse is not saying that if you get up and preach, that God's going to just rock through you if He has not called you to preach. It's the same for any aspect of faith manifest. We are all often intensively anxious for God to change our circumstances. I know that. But the fact is, God is far more concerned with changing us. When Paul said yes to Christ, it was not done flippantly or without understanding of what he was getting into. I mean, Paul counted the cost, and he paid it. But he knew that his very survival was dependent on Jesus. It was not just an acknowledgement, it was a way of life. Paul did not just talk the talk. He did not first negotiate a pay and benefits package with God before he stepped out to serve Him. He jumped in. Now, the only thing he was promised was that it would be hard, really hard. And yet, he didn't flinch. All he had belonged to God. Even the breath in his body. He had given it all to Jesus, so therefore he had nothing to lose. "For which I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." Colossians 1:29. You see, this is Christianity, gang. This is the real thing. It's this that really separates the Christian from the religious person. You know, the guy who just attends church. Apparently, God came through for Paul, despite his hardship. Paul was alive and well. And through it all, good and bad, Paul now is writing this letter. A letter from prison, but a letter about joy. The Phillips paraphrase version renders this verse as, "I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me." So let me ask you then, are you? If not, how can you rectify the difference between the faith version you are living and that which Paul was living?
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.